So he said, I also don't know why people don't come to listen. So here, in the third verse, he says that. Why? He gives us the answer. Manushyanam sahasreshu. Kaschid yatati siddhaye. Yatatam api siddhanam. Kaschin mam veti tatvatah. Manushyanam sahasreshu. Kaschid yatati siddhaye. Yatatam api siddhanam. Kaschin mam veti tatvatah. So manushyanam. Among human beings, sahasreshu, among thousands of human beings, kashchit, maybe one out of thousand, yatati siddhaye, puts effort to reach siddhi, to reach this highest state, puts in effort. So out of thousand people, out of thousands, maybe you might find one who puts effort to reach me. And yatatam api siddhanam, and even those who are putting effort, thousands of people may be putting effort, kaschin mam, kaschit, one may be out of them, mam veti tatvatah. So, may knows me in essence. Tatvata means in essence. Mam veti, knows me. So, out of thousands of people, maybe one might put effort, and out of thousands of people who put effort, only one who might know me. So we say, apna to number gaya. You know, out of thousands of people, one, and out of thousands of people who are putting effort, rare is the one. So where am I? You know, so Bhagavan says, don't worry, don't worry. We'll see in this verse. So why is that? So people, first of all, think it is very difficult. You know, this path, it's very hard. You have to go sit in the Himalayas, meditate for years, and sit in the cold and snow and all, and it is very difficult. The other thing that we get from this shloka is that God has said that the responsibility is yours. You have to put the effort. I cannot carry you. Even a guru cannot carry you. People say, you know, if guru put his hand on my head and I attained, not going to happen. Never. If any guru tells you that I can put my hand on your head and give you enlightenment, run away from that guru. Or if he mails you this taweez, you know, tie this and eat this bhasma, and those are all ways to make money. The only way is through knowledge, and I have to do it. Yes, puja helps, you know, but I have to go and pray. Having somebody else do prayer for me, paying a panditji, yeah, it is good, but it's not going to get me. I have to sit down in front of God and talk to God. I may not know the mantras. I may not know the right technique, you know. There is a very famous prayer to Bhavani Mata from Shankaracharya. And he says, I don't know puja. I don't know vidhi. I don't know anything. Gatistvam gatistam tvam eka Bhavani. Oh, Bhavani, you are my refuge. You are my goal. You are my means. You are my path. So talk to God like that. Sit in front and say, God, you help me. And develop a relationship. Don't think of God as being some almighty power somewhere whom I'm afraid of. Develop a relationship of love and sit and talk to God. Sit and become one with him or her, whatever form of God you worship. And what happens is that people on the spiritual path sometimes get tempted. In his commentary, Gurudev tells us that a person who gets attached on his path, suddenly gets attached to money or some person or some path or some power or some, you know, somebody misguides him and he gets deviated from the truth. So that is what they say, we have to be careful. The other thing, why people don't go on the path, because we don't find any direct benefit. Now, when you in school, do they teach us Vedanta? No. Nobody teaches us Bhagavad Gita, and they teach us science, chemistry, physics. When you go for a job, do they ask you, have you studied Bhagavad Gita? How many hours? Can you tell me what's in the seventh chapter? No, they don't ask. for a job is what you have studied. Or nowadays, of course not, but in the olden days when, you know, they always, when the girl's parents go to a boy's house and they are questioning the boy right before they arrange the marriage, and they do, they ask him, have you studied Bhagavad Gita or Upanishad? In fact, if he says yes, they won't marry, because he might become sannyasi and leave my daughter. So we don't see any direct benefit of it. We say, amara kaam to chal raha hai. You know, my life is going fine. What is the need of knowing God? I don't see any much benefit. Or if we do, a lot of people are Gnostic, they don't believe in God. Or some people say, yeah, God is, yeah, there is a God somewhere, let him be there, you know, as long as he provides me with food, you know, roti, kapda, makan, that is what we want, food, water and shelter and clothing. As long as I get it, it's okay. I just pray to him in the morning before I leave my house. I just bow down 1 minute and that's it, my day is done. And in the evening, if I have time, I maybe remember him. So we don't take it seriously. We don't take God seriously. We don't take this path seriously. But as we have discussed before, this is the one thing that we have to achieve. Because knowing this, then and then alone, you will get freedom from sorrows. Otherwise, the body level will keep having sorrows. Even with the for those who are new, this BMI chart, with the body, I perceive the objects. With the mind, I feel the emotions. With the intellect, I think the thoughts. And we are vasanas, and om is God's presence. So at the body level, you will chase after objects, but sooner or later, you will have health problems for all of us. At the mind level, you will have stress. At the intellect level, you will have confusion. So life will always give us problems. We will never always get what we want. But once I have attained that state of oneness with God, then he says, I am that reality. Then no matter what the world does, and that's what we find in the lives of saints, no matter how many problems they had, they were always abiding in that truth and nothing could disturb them. Look at Mirabai, look at Tukaram, look at Sant Gyaneshwar, Jesus. They always were able to withstand all of life's problems because they were always. So if you want permanent, everlasting happiness, look for it in permanent, everlasting things. Temporary things will give us temporary happiness. So one has to be serious. But what they say that there are very few, if you look in an Upanishad lecture, how many people show up? We have Swamiji's coming. And they are giving such beautiful lectures, and sometimes 15, 20, even here, out of, say, how many people are there in Bakersfield? 500,000, right? And how many Indians are there? 20,000. And how many do we have? 20, 30. But the point is that instead of getting discouraged, one should be encouraged that we are here. See, we are here and studying. That means God says, you and I, we are the few who are serious about this knowledge and who will get it. Sitting at home, not that I'm saying that you only have to come to class, you can study at home and also get it studying, but there are very few people who are actually putting effort. And so the fact that we are sitting here and listening to this knowledge given by Gurudev and Bhagwan Sri Krishna, that means we are that one. That kaschid mam veti tatvatah. So we have the opportunity, we have the chance to know God in essence. So instead of getting discouraged, it should be encouraging that, okay, at least I am studying, at least I am putting the effort. And if you put effort, God's grace will always be there. Guru gives us the knowledge and God gives us the grace. And that automatically will come. If you take one step towards him, he will take 9 steps towards you. That is very clearly said in many places. So it says the opportunity we have, we should be blessed that we have this knowledge. The Bhagavad Gita has been given to us. We have this teacher who has taught us. The Lord himself is giving us this knowledge. And in the Vivek Chudamani, Shankaracharya ji says there are 3 M's that we require. Like there's a 3M company. So there are 3 M's that are very essential. Manushyatvam, Mumukshutvam, महापुरुष संशय. सो मनुष्यत्म मीन्स ह्यूमन, द ह्यूमन बर्थ, ह्यूमन बर्थ विद द राइट इंटेलेक्ट, विद इन अ माइंड स्टेबल एंड ऑल दैट. सो वी हैव दैट. सो वी आर ह्यूमंस एंड यू नो वी आर ऑल रीजनेबली इंटेलिजेंट एंड वी हैव ऑल द कंफर्ट्स. सो लाइफ इज नॉट हार्ड. महापुरुष संशय, वी हैव गुरुदेव हैज सेट अप दिस ब्यूटिफुल मिशन फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस विद यू नो वेयर आवर चिल्ड्रन आर स्टडिंग एंड वी हैव ऑल दीज टीचर्स एंड ऑल दिस स्वामी इज कमिंग. सो दैट ऑल्सो वी हैव महापुरुष संशय, वी हैव मनुष्यत्व. वॉट वी नीड टू डेवलप इज मुमुक्षुत्व, द सेकेंड वन, विच इज वॉट एन इंटेंस डिजायर फॉर लिबरेशन. Not a half-hearted desire, but an intense desire that this and this alone I want. Everything else, of course, we have to do. It's not that you don't take care of your children or your spouse or your work or your, do all those things. But my highest goal in life is God, and I want to reach that. And so effort we have to put, and sincere effort. So that is what he says, that there are how many people are there in this world and how many of them are really sincere about this knowledge. If you are sincere and if you are putting the effort, knowledge is guaranteed. So this verse, instead of saying it is very difficult and it is impossible, we should say that I have the opportunity, I am thankful, and mam veti tatvatah, in essence, who one who knows me. So does not only know God as the one in the temple, but knows God as the essence of that. And the Bhagavad Gita again and again tells, Bhagavan Sri Krishna again and again tells, the one who thinks of me as manushim tanam ashrit, he says one who thinks of me only as a human being has misunderstood, because I am that infinite reality who has appeared on this earth to guide the earth and to remove evil. That's why he says paritranaya shadunam vinashaya cha duskritam, to remove evil and establish goodness I have appeared. And so we are so blessed that the Lord himself has given this knowledge to us, and all we have to do is now study it, apply it, and listen to it again and again. Repeated listening, because this knowledge is very subtle and it is subjective. It is not objective knowledge. Like you have seen a chair, now you know the chair or the mic. But this is the subjective knowledge of seeing who I am, and it takes effort. Why? Because we have so many vasanas, so many years of tendencies and negative. So slowly we have to dissolve the vasanas and know the truth within. It is a subject. It is the knower that we have to know. Who is the knower? Who knows me? That I have to understand. But repeated listening is very, very important. I know the same topic we repeat every week, at least similar things, but I try to give different aspects, tell different jokes and stories and all, to kind of examples to illustrate that. Because this, like, we started listening in the early, around 1990s, the first time we went to the camp and we started listening. Before that, I had been hearing as a teenager. My mother had taken me to Swami Chinmayananda's lectures. But last 30 years, we have been listening. And now I find that some things are becoming a little more clearer and better. So the more you listen, the better it will get. And it's the same thing in any field. You know, we spend 30 years to become a doctor or engineer or lawyer. So this also, you know, start wherever we are. And it's not meant to be a discouragement, that I start studying and sooner or later I will reach. And that is the goal. And even if I don't reach in this life, wherever I reach, God will take me from there onwards to the next one. So this verse actually is encouraging, not discouraging, that out of thousands one tries, and out of thousand who tries, only one gets. So, well, I am that one. So that we should have that firm conviction, okay, I will get it. So that's, so these three verses where the Lord says, I will tell you this knowledge, with complete knowledge and practice, and then reaching it, you will get what there is everything you will learn, and there will be nothing more that you will need to know. So that is the essence of today's three verses. Beautiful verses, and this whole chapter is so nice because it talks entirely about God and who He is and how to reach Him and what are the paths. Very, very beautiful chapter it is. So because from us, now He's talking about Himself. And they say, if you want to hear about somebody, who is the best one? Person Himself. Right? If I asked you, who are you? You can explain better than somebody else. So similarly, God Himself is explaining about Him. So if they say, if you want to know about God, either listen to God or the scriptures, like the Upanishads. Upanishads, these yogis heard in their meditation directly from God, and it's like they were channeling this knowledge, you know, they were bringing it to us. So either the Upanishads or the Bhagavad Gita, which is the direct revelation from God Himself. That's why they say Prasthan Trayi. There are three powerful sources: the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, and the Brahma Sutras. Brahma Sutras, which were written by Ved Vyasji, who was an incarnation of Bhagavan Vishnu. So that is God Himself speaking. So we are so fortunate that one out of those three we have here to study and discuss. So thank you very much. So, and please read the three verses before you come. We do three verses every week. So that way you are prepared, then this will make more sense. Or you can also do is go back home and read the three verses. So that way it makes the knowledge more firm, more pakka. So then it can be a more better discussion. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru. Hari Om. Thank you.